That would be our theme music, and it would be the theme music to episode 281 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we are thrilled to be with you. Hopefully you're listening to us on your device of choice, and hopefully you're staying with us. We were absent for a couple weeks, but we're glad to be back, and we're going to try to get back on our weekly schedule.
Yes.
Right, Marie?
Amen, amen.
Yes. All right, amen. So it's the resurrection season, and we're just thrilled to be talking about the Lord Jesus. There's really nothing else more important to talk about. Do you agree?
Right.
I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts that talk about world events and news and current events and so forth, but I listen to it basically just for information, because mm-hmm. I think most of it is so full of hopelessness and so full of despair and violence and death and destruction and dysfunction and division. Wow. It's just, I mean, nothing is going well in the mm-hmm. world. You know, if you look at it from their standpoint, from their, you know, lenses.
Right.
But we know that with God, you know, all things are good.
That's
God is good all
mm-hmm.
the time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the key.
Right.
You know, when people that are not, they don't know the Lord, then they're hopeless. Their feeling can be one of hopelessness and all of that. But
right.
Jesus is there for them.
And I think that's why we need to make sure that we are a light.
Yes, yes.
We need to be a ray of hope, a ray
yes.
of sunshine. We can't fall apart and be wringing our hands and, you know, sweating beads of worry, because we're not like the world. We're not people like them. We have people. We're people of hope. We have hope.
That's true. That's true.
We have a future.
Right.
You know, we have eternal life living inside of
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
we should look differently.
We
to
have to
people.
Learn to think differently, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
We have a thought pattern of hopelessness and that this is all there is or whatever. And God is saying all the time, no, 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 I love you. Come and believe me, you know, rest in me and you'll see what I can do. And we just still sometimes that's not enough. It's they like the world better than they like what they see in Christ.
Right.
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it was, no, I know that it was Paul that wrote that if in this world only,
we have
I think it's 1 Corinthians 15:19 mm-hmm. to be exact, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we mm-hmm. are of all men most miserable.
Most miserable, yes.
And we know that we have hope, and we know that we're people of hope, we're mm-hmm. people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Our trust is in him. And you know what? Even if we weren't believers, just say we were just regular people that either atheist or agnostic or just non-religious or a-religious, amoral, immoral. The problem is that this system is still broken. You know, this world is still fallen. There is still misery and suffering and horror and violence in this world. So what hope would there be? Well, how miserable would that be if this was all there, if this was it, if this is how the story ended?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot imagine. I'm sitting here, you know, listening to you, and I'm thinking, why can't people see, you know, something different? I know everybody has things they have to go through. They suffer,
right.
They do this, they do that, you know, and all that. And things that hurt them and bring them down and all that. And they still, when someone may tell them or the Lord just touches them and say, I love you, I'll help you.
Right.
You still deny. I mean, you just don't choose that path. That,
right.
That blows me away.
Yeah. And that's, you know, Jesus said in John 16:33, he said, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace.
Yes.
In the world, you have tribulation, but take courage.
Mm-hmm.
I have overcome the world.
Yes.
So in the world, there's going to be tribulation. believers or non-believers.
And wait, can I interrupt you on that one? That was one thing that became a light to me, because, you know, it says, I was thinking, when you're sick, people were being sick and suffering and going through things, and I was like, why won't God, I was thinking in my mind, why won't God heal them? But the scripture clearly says you're going to have that.
Right.
And I think when you think like that, when you realize that and accept that, you can, the rest of your life could be much better.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He lets us know clearly.
Clearly.
In John 16:33 that he's told us about this, but he wants us to have peace, Marie.
Yes.
He wants us to have peace.
Yes.
He doesn't want us looking for a bridge to jump off of.
Right.
Trying to get peace through some other worldly means, or political means, or financial means, or military means.
Right.
We can only get lasting peace, perfect peace, permanent peace through Jesus.
Yes.
Everything else is going to be a failure.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you for this time together. We ask that you bless us with peace. If you bless us with just comfort to know that you're there for us, that you've always been there for us, and that you love us, that your love for us is unconditional. And we thank you, we praise you, we bring glory to your name in all that we do, say, and think. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come to Jesus, come to Jesus.
Yes, come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
And come back and see us next time on In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie.
Amen.
Amen. All right.